This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Avam, welcome everyone. We continue in Yevamos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara just had a kasha, because the Gemara quoted a statement that if you give a get to two Yevamos, so Ram Gamliel says, do chalitza to the first one, and your usher to her relatives, and your mutter to relatives of the second one. So the question is, if you're giving chalitza to the first one, we know why Ram Gamliel says you should give chalitza to the first one. Why usher yourself to the relatives of the second one, since anyway you're already usher to relatives of the first one? But why does that chalitza work? We know you have much stronger zika to the second one who you didn't give a get to, and therefore the chalitza should be specifically to the second one and not the first one. The Gemara says this should be a tiyufta de Shmuel. Shmuel says if you give chalitza to the Baal Saget, it doesn't pater the tzara. So Shmuel says that's true because I hold yesh zika, but Ram Gamliel holds ein zika. And since Ram Gamliel holds ein zika, chalitza to someone of weak zika could pater someone else of weak zika. So now the Gemara makes sort of a jump. And the Gemara says, well, from Gamliel holds ein zika, then probably the Chachamim say yesh zika. Because the Chachamim argue on Gamliel, Ram Gamliel holds ein get achar get, the Rabbanon say yesh get achar get. So probably the Rabbanon also say yesh zika. And now why the Gemara makes that assumption, it's not clear. But the Gemara says, "Min Gamliel savar ein zika, Rabbanon savar yesh zika." Okatani seifa. The seifa says, "V'chein ata oimer." Likewise, you say, "B'shnei yavamin v'yavama achas." If you have two yavams and one yavama, that what do we say? Says Rashi, that if they both give a get, any one of them could give chalitza. And even the Rabbanan who say yesh zika, that weak chalitza should help for both of them. In other words, you gave them both a get. And in the case of two yivamin, then the halacha would be any one of them could give chalitza. But that's a chalitza psula. Why is it a chalitza psula? Because a get has been given to both. And that weakens the zika. And says the Gemara, Alema tahave tiyufta de Rav Avrachana. This should be a refutation. Rav Avrachana, Amarav, the Amarav Avrachana, Amarav. Chalitza psula. By chalitza psula, tzricha lachzer al kol achin. All the brothers have to give chalitza. Now, why is this a chalitza psula? Because it's chalitza after a get. So how could only one give chalitza? Amar lecha Rav Avrachana. Rav Avrachana would say, Bein l'Ram Gamliel, Bein l'Rabbanan Savri, Ein Zika, Ein Echanami. The reason, you know, when Chalitza Psula does not work, that's if you hold Yesh Zika. But both Ram Gamliel and the Rabbanan hold Ein Zika. V'hacha beget achar get, u'maymer achar maymer, kamiflagi. Here they just argue about get achar get or maymer achar maymer. Meaning the din that Chalitza Psula doesn't work is only in the world of Yesh Zika. However, just like Ram Gamliel holds Ein Zika, the Rabbanan will also say Ein Zika. Okay, Amar Mar. We're up to the next little shtickle. And it's amazing, we're able to do 3 minutes without changing the batteries, but now we have to change the batteries. Okay, here we go. Amar Mar, the master said, awesome, Maimer Bazu, Maimer Bazu. If you gave Maimer to this one and to that one, from Gamliel Oimer, nice and get Larishoina. You give a get to the first one because the first one's Maimer was effective. V'chalatzan, you give her Chalitza. V'asr b'krovasan, your asr to her relatives. U'mutter b'krovashniha. So the Gemara has a question. Michti, Kasar Gamliel Ein Maimer Achar Maimer. Ram Gamliel holds there's no Maimer after Maimer. So the second Maimer does not create any relationship between you and the second Yavama. In that case, you did Maimer to the first one, why would you have to give her a get? Do Yibum. I mean, Maimer followed by Yibum, the Mishnah said, Harezu Mitzvasa, that's the mitzvah of Yibum. Is you start with Maimer and you consummate it with Yibum. So according to Rav Gamliel, why, if you did Maimer to one and Maimer to the other, do you give a get to the first one? Do Yibum to the first one. That's like the million-dollar question here. I know you've been waiting. We're already on the second blot in Paragraph Gamliel. Why does Rav Gamliel say you have to give her a get? Do Yibum. So Gemara gives an answer that makes the question, you know, very deflating. You're right, you could, but we're afraid you might do Yibum to the second one. So therefore, we say don't do Yibum to the first one. Okay. Now we have a new sugya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ram Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel. Ube Shammai, and Be Shammai. Rav Shimon. Uben Azai. Rav Nechemia, all these five rabbis, big rabbis, Rav Gamliel, Beishamai, Rav Shimon, Ben Azai, Rav Nechemia, they all hold Maimer, Koine, Kenyan, Gomer. Maimer is Koine, a complete Kenyan. Rav Gamliel, Hada Amron, Rav Gamliel, that which we said, if you do Maimer to the first lady, then there's no room for Maimer for the second one. Now, as we're going to see, they don't all mamish hold Maimer's Koine Kinyan Gomer. It just means they hold Maimer does more than the Chachamim say it does. So that's Rav Gamliel. Beishamai Detnan. Beishamai, as we learned in the following Mishnah. Shloisha Achen, three brothers. Shnai Mehem Nesun L'Shtei Achayus. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Married, Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. V'yachad Mufna, Levi single. Mesach and Bali Achoyos. Reuven married to Rachel dies. Levi Vasaba Mufna Maimer. Levi does Maimer to Rachel. Ume Yachakach Mes Achiv Hasheni, and then Shimon dies and Leah falls to Levi. So Levi is only Maimered to Rachel. So you would think, look, the Leah is Zakuk to him. He can't stay married to Rachel. No, Beishamai Yomer Mishta Yimer Velozutezim Yomachos Isha. Beishamai says, no, you did Maimer to Rachel. That is a full marriage. And that makes it that Leah is out of the picture. She's pushed off because of Achos Isha. Reb Shimon the Tanya. Reb Shimon, as we learned in the following Braisa. Rashi says later on the Parako Isha Rabba. Here's the case. Let's look at Rashi. You have a 9-year-old. Now, what's the halach of a 9-year-old? 9-year-old, it's basically 9:15. They need to be in bed, right? It's past their bedtime already. No, just joking. You could try, but lots of luck. But I just lock the door, and whatever happens outside of the door, that's what happens. But all kidding aside, the Rashi brings down a 9-year-old. The halacha is a 9-year-old, his bia is a bia. However, he cannot make kedushin d'oraisa. But it's an act. It's less than 9. It's not an act of bia. It's just coming into contact. But at 9, the bia is a bia. But it cannot make a kedushin. However, it would be yibum. So 9-year-old who lives with the Yavama, and then there's another brother who's 10 years old, and he lives with her. So that renders her usher to the first 9-year-old. Why? Because the bia of a 9-year-old is like maimer, and yesh, the Rabbanon hold, yesh maimer achar maimer. In other words, bia of a 9-year-old is like maimer. So therefore, if one 9-year-old does bia and the second 9-year-old does bia, the second one's going to answer her to the first one. So it's maimer achar maimer. Umikudeshas af l'sheni. She's married to the second one. And she's puzzled to the first one, like the Rabbanon who say, yesh maimer achar maimer. Rab Shimon says, no, if the bia of the first one is a bia, the bia of the second is not a bia. Meaning, if the first one's bia is a bia, it's a kinyan gomor. The second one is nothing. In Bias Rishon Eino Bia, if the first one is not, Bias Einami Eino Bia, the second one's not either. Mimanav Shach. Either Rab Shimon basically is like Ram Gamliel, that Bia of a Katan is like Maimer. So if Maimer works, so it worked the first time and nothing is added by the second time. And if it doesn't work the first time, it didn't work the second time either. And therefore, the Bia of the second one is not going to Aser her to the first Yavam. Rashi says, if the Bia of the first one is good, the Bia of the second one is nothing. It's like Bia Bitchila, and the Bia of the second one is nothing, and it doesn't passel her to the first one. So this shows that Reb Shimon holds that Maimar is Koina Kinyan Gomer. Now the truth is he's Masupik about it. But the Chachomim are of the opinion, it's a quasi-Kinyan. At least in Reb Shimon, he's not certain that it's a complete Kinyan, but he has the possibility that it's a complete Kinyan. And therefore, again, if the first nine-year-old does Bia, because Bia of a Katan is analogous to Maimer, then either it works and there's nothing more the Bia of the second one does. And if the first one didn't work, the Bia of the second one didn't work either. So now Rashi has a question. That if you want to hang around after the shir just a couple minutes, we'll dig into it, one Tosfos. But Rashi has a kasha. This is one of the very difficult Rashis in Shas. Not that it's hard to understand, it's just a shver. Rashi has a kasha. Okay. On the tzad that the bia of a katan is good, then the first bia was a bia, and the second one doesn't do anything. Rashi has a kasha, why not? She's married to the first one, and then she was mezana with the second person, and the second person's bia is a bia. So she's a soita. So I understand she's not usher to the first one because she already did bia to a different yavam, because the first bia consummated the relationship. But why isn't she also to the first husband, like any woman who's married and is mezana tachas balav? That's Rashi's kasha. V'imishum dezinsa dekaimelon biyasei bia. And don't say, well, that's not znus because the it's a kid. No, the bia of a 9-year-old is a bia. The tanan baal achas mikol arayisha b'toira meisei sal yadoi. If a 9-year-old lives with an erva, so they'll die because of him. Says Rashi, she's not going to be usher to the first guy as a soita, like mitzra baila, because we hold a woman is not usher to her husband unless she is warned and she goes into seclusion. And since she was never warned, and there was no kinoi ustira before she lived with the second 9-year-old, so she's not usher to the first 9-year-old. And just to tell you, basically, Tosfos, what is this talking about? The only time you need kinoi and stira to aser a woman to the husband is when there are no edim. But if we know that she was mezana with somebody, she's aser to the husband. So what's Rashi talking about? You're only aser to husband with kinoi or stira, that's when it's a suffix. We're not talking about a suffix, we're talking about a case. She lived with one 9-year-old and she lived with another. That's Tosfos' kasha. If hopefully we'll probably finish the Amud soon. If you want to just, we'll dip into it. I don't. Okay, let's finish the page. But bottom line is, we see Reb Shimon holds that Maimer is a, at least there's a possibility it's a full Kenyan. Says the Gemara, "Bias Benteishka Maimer Shavir Rabbanon." The bia of a 9-year-old, the Rabbanon made like Maimer, and Reb Shimon holds ain't a bia. The second bia is not a bia. So that means the first Maimer is considered powerful, and it's Koina Kinyan Gomer. Fine. Ben Azai, what about Ben Azai? Detan, you learned in a Braisa. Ben Azai Oimer. Ben Azai says, Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer. There is Maimer after Maimer, B'shnei Yavamin, by two Yavamin, two Yavams, V'Yavama Achas. So if one does Maimer and the other does Maimer, there is Maimer Achar Maimer. But ve'ein maimer achar maimer b'shtei yavamos v'yavam echad. By one yavam, who's doing maimer to two yavamos, the second maimer doesn't do anything. So at least we see Ben Azai holds in a limited circumstance when one yavam does maimer to one yavama, then the maimer he does to the other yavama does not do anything. Rashi says, Yesh maimer achmer b'shnei yavamin v'yavama achas. The chochad v'chad, for each one, the rabbis were masakin that the maimer works. But for one guy to do maimer to two yavamos, the rabbis already gave his first maimer whatever koyach it was supposed to have. So at least in that case, you see that maimer is koina kinyan gomor by one yavam to two yavamos. And Reb Nechemya, like we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Nechemya says, Achas b'ila v'achas chalitza, whether bia or chalitza, bein b'tchila, whether it's in the beginning, or even if it's in the middle after a maimer, or even if it's the end, ein achra klum. Nothing more it could be done after it. That means bia, even in the middle, is final, even though it after a maimer, even though it's a bia psula. Now, bia psula is like maimer. How is bia psula like maimer? Because the same way maimer, a get's not going to do it, you need chalitza. Bia psula, a get's not going to do it. So bia psula is like maimer. And even so, even though you need chalitza, nevertheless, that which is done afterwards is nothing. That means it's koina kinyan gomer to some extent. But Abi Absula, the Chamaimer Shavir Rabbanan, Abi Absula is like Maimer, that you're not going to go out with the get. And we say, Einachra Klum, there's nothing after it. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So these five Shitais, Ram Gamliel, Be Shammai, Reb Shimon, Ben Azin, Reb Nechemya, they all hold Maimer does more than the rabbis hold. If you want to bear with me, yeah, how about 6 minutes? Give me 6 minutes. Yeah, okay, 1 second. I'll get up the...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.